This is ENT, the Ed News ticker for Friday, April 20th, 2012. And my name is Kirsten Winkler.
And I'm Christopher Dawson. This week, we have the quest for better batteries and solar power. Panasonic is reporting that it will be using solar power batteries to broadcast a full solar eclipse on May 20th from the summit of Mount Fuji. That's well worth checking out the webcast with your students, of course, but more importantly, it shows some signs of innovation in the battery and alternative power space. That's over on The Verge this week.
Interesting. And TechCrunch has a story that Treehouse raises $4.75 million. They are a web design and development community, and they just secured this funding from Chamath Palihapitiya's Social Plus Capital Partnership and the Greylock Discovery Fund. And the platform uses, example videos, online quizzes, and badges to teach people how to develop websites, web apps, iPhone apps, and launch startups. So one more startup in this hot how-to market segment.
Absolutely. I think we need a bit.ly for names, though. It'll be a lot easier. So South Korea is actually putting the brakes on digital textbooks. The South Korean government, according to good.is, has backed off a plan to switch first and second grade classrooms to electronic readers. Older students will make the switch, but they'll still have access to regular books as well. Whereas there aren't any studies about the impact of so much screen time on brain development, there are studies that show that college students who are forced to go without media for 24 hours can experience some symptoms similar to drug withdrawal. I don't think that just applies to college students, and probably applies to me, too.
only goes up with age, probably.
Most likely.
All right, let's have a look in K-12 and higher ed. And there we have a story that Missouri closes six charter schools. The Missouri Board of Education has decided to close six charter school campuses run by the Virginia-based Imagine Schools, Inc., so the biggest in this sector of charter schools, saying that it would be a disservice to children to keep them open because of academic and fiscal issues. The decision to close the schools at the end of the school year will mean that about 4,000 students will have to find a new school for next fall, and a transition office is being set up to help families find new school placements, comes from the Washington Post. Not easy, the situation.
Mm. No, but they do have a degree of accountability here, which is not necessarily a bad thing. So there's a new reading test for elementary school teachers being reported over on EdWeek. Wisconsin became the latest state to adopt a rigorous standalone test of elementary teachers' knowledge of the science of reading. Though such efforts to improve the quality of reading instruction generally have been pushed by a fairly small network of constituents, those proponents saying that updating licensing exams is one of the few ways states can ensure that reading instruction skills are taught in teacher training, and definitely a dearth of reading instruction in most teacher prep programs. So about time.
So then looking at two demographics, black and Hispanic kids in New York City schools, and the New York City public school system is a rotting apple that is failing Latino and black students, says a new report by the Massachusetts-based Schott Foundation for Public Education. These strong words come as Mayor Michael Bloomberg has tried to make education a priority, obviously. And New York University education professor Pedro Noguera wrote the studies forward and said the disparities are tantamount to apartheid-like separations. Wow. The foundation concluded black or Hispanic students are four times as likely as Asian or white students to be enrolled in one of the city's lowest performing high schools. Students from low-income families also have little chance of being tested or gifted and talented programs.
Very strong words indeed.
But the situation seems to suggest that, there must be done something also for these groups of students,
Absolutely. So in happier news, high school students in Bishop, California launched a rubber chicken into space. And this rubber chicken is actually NASA's mascot for their Solar Dynamics Observatory. It went into space aboard a helium balloon last month, along with a lunchbox full of instrumentation, insects, and sunflower seeds, with help from a local fifth grade class to study the effects of the recent solar storm. The chicken reached a final elevation of 119,000 feet and cleared 99% of the atmosphere. Later this year, the same group is planning to send microbes in a similar vehicle to see if they can live at the edge of space, according to The Verge. So,
great survey.
Wow, 119,000 feet. Not bad for some high school kids and some fifth graders.
Absolutely. So really some science enthusiasts. That's a great story. Great to hear. So not so great, of course, but, well, at least a student paralyzed by bully got a $4.2 million settlement. So 6 years after receiving a punch from a bully that left Sawyer Rosenstein paralyzed, the New Jersey school board in the district where he was a student has agreed to a $4.2 million settlement. Rosenstein was paralyzed from the waist down due to a clot that had formed after the blow in a major artery above his abdomen, and when the clot moved down his spine, it burst, leaving him paralyzed. So, yeah, bully. We had the story, or we had a couple of stories, and I mean, particularly sad as he basically informed the school when the bullying started, when it got worse, when it escalated, and apparently the school didn't react in an appropriate way, so it had to come to this tragic
end.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's all too common, and it's actually about time that some of these anti-bullying laws and rules in place got some teeth. And it doesn't bring back his legs, but certainly $4.2 million might give some pause to other school districts. So in research news, PISA and the environment, according to the latest issue of PISA in Focus, students who have high levels of environmental literacy are still in the minority, but all students get most of the information about environmental issues at school. Results from the PISA 2006 survey, which focused on science, indicate that an average of 19% of 15-year-olds across OECD countries perform the highest level of proficiency in environmental science. This means that they can consistently identify, explain, and apply scientific knowledge related to a variety of environmental topics. At the other end of the spectrum, an average of 16% of students perform below the baseline level of proficiency, meaning they cannot answer questions containing scientific information related to basic environmental phenomena or issues. In four OECD countries, 20% or more of students could score below this baseline level. That's in OECD Education Today. Interesting anecdote. Last night, sitting in on a historic commission meeting in my little town, looking at a resident wants to install solar panels, and remarkably, the level of misunderstanding and poor information that adults, including some really highly educated individuals, had. This really doesn't apply just to students. It is an ongoing and pervasive phenomenon.
Huh. Still today.
Oh yeah.
Okay, last story comes from the BBC, and, tagline is drink water and you'll perform better. So, controlling for ability from previous coursework results, researchers found that those with water scored an average 5% higher than those without. The story from the universities of East London and Westminster also noted that older students were more likely to bring water to exam halls, and it says the findings have implications for exam policies on access to drinks. So let your students drink, and they perform better.
But that includes coffee as well.
That includes also the presenters of this episode.
And that closes this episode of ENT. You'll find all the links to the articles we covered on EduQuest. Just go to eduquest.com/ENT3. That's the number 3. And also follow Ed News Ticker on Twitter, @EdNewsTicker, to stay updated during the week. ENT will be back on Wednesday. Until then, have a great weekend, everyone.